Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
One ball, two strikes. Killian ready. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Got it looking. The Phillies with their third shutout win in the last four games. They have started August 4-0, and Luis Arraez has started his Phillies career with back-to-back RBI hits in his first two at-bats. Jesus Luzardo does the rest of the work on the mound. The Phillies dominate the Nationals tonight, 5-0 the final.
Oh, that was a beautiful night down at the ballpark. A beautiful night, weather-wise, team-wise. What a night. Welcome on in. It is the Final Out, sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. And let me be the first to report it. The Phillies have a positive run differential. We're back, baby. Plus four in the run differential category. We did it. It's finally real now. Phil's win tonight, 5-0. Luis Arraez is already our baby. And Jesus Luzardo was an absolute animal. on the mound tonight. The game wrap-up is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494 to get in. Another great crowd down at the ballpark. So if you are stuck in traffic, would love to – I want to hear what the crowd was like tonight, because in listening on the radio and watching on TV, it certainly felt like it was jumping down at the ballpark. And, you know, having a rise, getting a standing ovation immediately. Does that happen everywhere else? It feels like whenever we have a big acquisition, it's always a rousing ovation the first time they come up, because the city just gets it. Now, I bet there was a lot of people that were confused as to why the guy who's been a three-time batting champ isn't exactly, you know, the most fleet of foot, doesn't have a lot of power, why he was batting fourth. But I think as the game progressed, it started to make more and more sense. So if you're down there tonight, or if you watch this one on your couch, would love to hear from you, because, you know, the reaction the last couple of days, and I've been a part of it, and it's not like everything is just washed away because of one game where everything seemed to go right. But for as much as I kind of described the trade deadline as they got to the red zone and then kicked the field goal on first down, the Raley trade, the Arise trade, and the Killian trade happening within 3 minutes of each other at 9:30 in the morning really felt like you were being set up for what was going to be a monstrous trade deadline for the Phillies. And they, I don't think they were sitting on their hands. I don't think that's fair. I think they're trying to make moves, but they ultimately weren't able to add anything else to the team. And I think that deflated people a little bit. And, you know, tonight was a good reminder that, hey, you added a guy who was hitting .324 to the middle of this lineup, where you already have some stars and the stars are starting to heat up. You add him to the mix, it lengthens it a little bit. He's a pest. They have the makings here. Like, I was dreaming about October watching tonight. I was dreaming about what this offense can do in October, because he can possibly swing it. They haven't had a guy like him since Segura, and he is Segura on steroids. So it was a really, really, really exciting night. The biggest takeaways of the game are brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And it's just a continuation of that. I mean, I'm ready to give Arise a three-year, $45 million deal tonight. Don't make this a rental. Make sure he stays here for a little bit. You know, next year, maybe that's when you have the conversation with Trey and he's playing left field or center field. You have Stott at shortstop. You have a different third baseman, hopefully, of course. Oh, all the juice in the world. And old Eeyore comes up and grounds it to a double play, 6-4-3, per usual. Bomer just sucking the energy out of the building. But regardless, we're not letting that throw off what was a tremendous, tremendous night down at the ballpark. Was there anything more fitting and more baseball and hard not to be romantic about this sport than Bryce getting the first pitch of the game hit right to him? It's perfect. He had a lot of baseballs hit his way tonight. Did a good job out there. Arise didn't get any plays, shockingly, until late in the game. But, you know, the energy he brought, it was so – actually, there was one clip tonight of him, you know, being animated in the box, and JT's just laughing behind him. And I think for a team that is a bit older – you know, I don't think curmudgeon-y is totally fair, but I think that they are very much act like you've been there before, you know, go about your business, let's go win baseball games. Adding a guy like Arise, who is accomplished, who is a star in his own right, is someone who clearly, and now that we're going to watch him every night, it's going to be even more fun. But, you know, that was the first time really just sitting down and be able to watch him in a Phillies uniform and lock in when he's up there. I mean, all the antics in the box and how he always feels like he just missed a pitch and, you know, taking certain pitches and like that kind of stuff can bring energy to a ball club. So what a just such high approval after one night. And obviously it gets off to the hot start, an RBI single after the big ovation, and he's fired up down at first base. And, you know, that's the first two at-bats are exactly why you want him batting fourth. Also, Bryce walking in those first two at-bats. You know, all of a sudden he feels like, hey, I got someone behind me that I can actually trust with the bat in his hands. I'm going to take my walks, and I'm going to trust Arise to put the ball in play, go the opposite way, whatever it takes to bring some runs home. Him batting fourth makes a lot of sense. You have Schwarber with the home run threat early, their home run or a walk, it seems like. You know, Trey can be the second leadoff guy. If they happen to go 1-2-3, then Lizardo is, or Arise is leading off the next inning. That's not the worst thing in the world. I hope that Mattingly keeps it this way. I hope Mattingly keeps it this way. I want him batting fourth. I think it makes a lot of sense. And just when you think as a pitcher you're through Bryce and you thought, ah, oh, nice, Bum's coming up, it is now Luis Arise. And for one night, it looked pretty dang good. The other guy that looked pretty dang good tonight, it's the second biggest takeaway of the game, is Jesus Luzardo, who was just in command the entire night, set the tone. Mattingly said that after the game. What an 8-pitch first inning, 7 strikeouts, 8 innings, didn't even throw 100 pitches, efficient. And that's the Nationals offense. Now, without James Wood and Luis Garcia, they will not end the year where they are offensive rank-wise. But it's still no pushover. I mean, they've done some damage with some of their pieces, and Luzardo was just in total, complete control tonight. His last 15 starts, he's got 2.23 ERA, 107 strikeouts, 93 innings. It's a shame the Marlins start happened, because he was great in that one as well. Just it fell apart there in the end. And, you know, if he had the bullpen upgrades they have now, he's out of that game earlier. They probably win that game. But nevertheless, he was dominant tonight. 215-592-9494 to get in and react to what was a great, great night down at Citizens Bank Park. Justin's in West Philly. What's happening, Justin?
Hey, Jack. Just got back from the game. That was a beautiful night. You were asking about the crowd. Yes. I got to say the crowd was tremendous. Everyone knew immediately that we're doing a standing O, and when he got a hit again, standing ovation. It was very exciting. It was a beautiful game, beautiful night, and I love seeing Jesus pitch. So it was wonderful having him pitch such a gem. But question for you, if you'll allow me, I was listening to one of the Phillies podcasts, and someone mentioned that the idea that Harper playing right field, a position that maybe he feels a little bit more natural in, maybe he requires a little bit less thought, would maybe allow him to focus a little bit more on hitting. Do you think there's any credence to that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't have to do much thinking over there in right field. It's certainly a lot less reactionary. Yeah, you don't have to worry about holding a guy, and you don't have to worry about someone ripping a ball 110 miles an hour right at you. So you can definitely check out in a way. The only thing with that, and it's not a bad theory, it definitely is you worry about him running around more out there, possibly tiring the legs out. I think that's why they don't want him out there long term, because a 33-year-old outfielder, you know, and in today's game, I feel like you just don't see it as much. So I think my only fear with it is him moving more. Maybe he loses some juice in his legs, and I hope that doesn't happen. But I think that's one thing that could backfire with him being out there.
Sure, that makes sense. Yes, that's all I got. Just beautiful night. Crowd did great.
Yeah, appreciate it, Justin, and safe travels on your way home. Aaron is in West Deptford. What's happening, eh?
Hey, Jack. Great to hear you. Thank you so much for having me. You're the man. But I wanted to ask you, because I was – looked at Killian Cervantes.
Nice.
A lot of red.
A lot of red.
We're Redmen. I listen in the afternoon or in the midday. We're Redmen.
Oh, yeah. So, listen, if there's red on Baseball Savant page, I need him.
I saw your tweet about Totham. Come on now.
Come on.
He can help him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
okay.
So I also wanted to ask you, because the thing I thought about Alex McFarland was, what you thought. Showcase, dealing with the deadline, get an arm back, approve an MLB. Did not happen.
Yeah.
So do you think, because 100 will play. 101 will play. No, like, no doubt.
Unless your name's Seth, Seth Johnson.
Yeah, well, thank God he's in another stratosphere. Yeah. But do you think he'll make a stretch run when the rosters expand, maybe bring him up a little bit? Because it doesn't look like Gage Wood's coming, unfortunately, which I would love to see, but it does not look like it at the moment.
Yeah, and I appreciate the phone call, Aaron. The McFarland thing is you need a long man now in baseball. You need someone that is going to pitch in mop-up duty. So as it stands right now, I mean, Sugar can be that guy. With Meza here, he can be that first lefty. You know, if you use Raley more, use Alvarado more, you having three lefties, believe it or not, I never ran a team, but I think having three lefties in your bullpen is probably a good idea in this day and age. So I think if you're the Phillies, knowing that Shugart is kind of your long man slash mop up guy, whether you're up big or down big, it makes more sense to have McFarland keep getting reps as a late inning guy because you probably won't need him, you know, unless there's an injury or Kirkring falters. I don't know, but if it's the Shugart role or closing at Lehigh Valley, I think I'd rather have McFarland closing at Lehigh Valley. The rosters do expand to 28 in September, so maybe that's when you can see him be brought up. I wouldn't rule out Gage, but I also wouldn't be banking on it. I think he started to slow down a little bit at Double-A. Like, he has pitched, I think, what, 20, almost 30 more innings than he did in his career at Arkansas. And he always starts pretty well, and then it kind of cools off as the start goes on. So we'll see. I mean, maybe Gage could be an option if Painter falters again, but I still think that's Ron Hell or Keller first before they would pull the Gage thing and bring him up. But I think McFarland's doing a great job at Triple-A, and I'm fine with him getting reps there, especially over a long man type situation in Chase Shugart. On the other side, we'll get to the wow moment of the game and some other thoughts from tonight as well. All that's coming up next here on The Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The pitch swung on, line to left center field. It's down for a base hit. Turner's around third. He's going to score. And Luis Arraez, with a big fist pump, pounds his chest, shouting back at the Phillies dugout. He's giving them a 1-0 lead. Welcome to town.
Welcome to town indeed. Buzz, I think if I could predict what the headline in the newspapers would be tomorrow, I would bet on it being all Arraez. Come on.
Oh.
Oh, man. That ain't bad. I'll put up my Venmo.
Can I say, actually, speaking of his name, that I've been I think, would you agree with this? Pleasantly surprised that his name hasn't been like totally butchered over the last 24 hours?
Yet. We'll see. We've had some just nasty work with some of these names around here, but I agree. So far, so good with Luis Arraez. Someone had a bad pronunciation yesterday, but we let that one slip. For the most part, it seems like everyone's locked in on Luis Arraez, which is very, very
positive. We're getting slightly more educated as a city. This might be progress.
Look at us. We're accepting of a slap hitting second baseman hitting fourth. That's leading average. The strikeout leader is hitting leadoff.
He's reminiscent of a time gone by.
What an evolution. The Arraez hit was our wow moment of the game, brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism from Waterfalls to Fairways, Mountain Resorts to Lighthouse Tours. Find your wow at visitnj.com. Again, wasn't the most awe-inspiring hit, or even most ethical hit, but it was a Luis Arraez hit, who is now our guy, and I like him batting fourth, and I love the emotion, the fire in the box, fouling off pitches, you know, just being a pest, and you know, getting into a good hitter's count, taking advantage of it, and moving those ducks around.
Did you hear the stat about him with runners in scoring position?
What's he in, 382?
Well, and it's the best batting average with runners in scoring position in like the history of the game, at least since 1970. Like better than Tony Gwynn, better than Rod Carew.
Wow. So 3 years, $45 million at the end of the year? Come on.
For all those people who hate him hitting cleanup.
Yeah.
Guy hits well, guys on base.
That's our cleanup hitter. Jordan is in Princeton. What's happening, Jay?
What's up, Jack? How are you?
Did you go down tonight? Did you go down?
I did go down tonight. I did. I met some friends. Our sons hung out. It was a lovely evening. And I just couldn't feel more positive. Honestly, feeling pretty negative over the last couple of weeks about my baseball team. And just to walk in there, and right away, we got Arraez making a contribution to this team, a significant contribution with a hit and an RBI off the bat. With Turner getting hits, it really gave very different feel. You know, but then I also watched Boehm completely miss that ball up the line early on in the game too. And I'm wondering tonight, is this the best defensive alignment? And that's what I'm asking. Is this the right defensive alignment? Should we consider putting these pieces together, especially the infield pieces, in a different way?
Well, I think if Boehm continues to struggle and Brian De La Cruz continues to hit, maybe then, I think at least against left-handed pitching, you got to consider putting Harper against right-handed pitching. No, what am I thinking? Against right-handed pitching. But like putting with Hill against lefties is going to be out there in center. You know, Brian De La Cruz, they could configure this thing in a way, but I don't think they're going to do the, everyone's been talking about move trade to the outfield. That clearly is not happening right now. I think they're going to give this a shot for a little bit. I also don't think that Bryce is going to play every single day out there in right field. I think that, like I mentioned last segment, I do think him moving around more out there could lead to more injuries, more wear and tear, and that's obviously not good for the Phillies. And he very emphatically said that, hey, this is a 2-month thing. So, I think that maybe if Boehm continues to struggle, there could be some kind of path there. But at least for the time being, I think they're going to give this some runway. And it's one of those things where you just have to hope that they can out-hit their defensive mistakes. I mean, it's a Dombrowski staple. You know, horses in the rotation, a powerful closer, an offense that usually rakes but doesn't have the best defense. Like, that is a Dave Dombrowski team to a T, and this team is starting to really take shape from that standpoint. Speaking of some other things that stuck out tonight, Trey with a big night at the dish. He's hitting like .323 with a slugging percentage of almost .600 in his last 15 games. Now, the one thing that I did notice is it was two outs and Harper just got out. Trey's on first base and it rises up, that's got to be a situation where Trey is moving. Trey has to be running in a situation like that. Whether it's, God forbid, a hit and run. I mean, Arise is so good with bat control that he should be able to find a hole. And like he ended up grounding out right at second baseman. If Trey's going there, that's probably a base hit. So maybe not because it's the shortstop covering. But I don't know. I just with the way like Trey not running when Schwarber and Harper are up, I understand. Arise is not the power threat that those guys are. So I want to see Trey moving if that's another scenario. Even one out, I don't care. Get moving, put pressure on the defense, let Arise's back control work to your advantage. Really interesting, Donnie pulling Bryce from the game in the ninth. I know, you know, the last right fielder, last full-time right fielder, that was an issue when he was pulled late in the game for defensive purposes. But I think that the former right fielder was just a little bit sensitive and maybe his baseball fate was staring him in the face and he didn't like it and he took it out on poor Rob Thompson. But
got to remember, this manager carried the stick too, so that does change things. He played the game.
Yeah, he gets it. But if I'm Bryce, I just hit. It's 5-0 in the ninth. I get off my feet for an inning. Cool. You know, I and it seems like that's the way that Bryce talked about it after the game. He's not going to – I'd be shocked if he had an issue with this. So – but I was very positive. Like, it was very – very, very notable and interesting that night one he tried it, and we'll see if he does it going forward. But I also don't think that Bryce is going to cause some big stink about this. I think he's fine getting off his feet. Killian is definitely an interesting bullpen piece. I did like that he came in, and it's clear he has pretty good command of his fastball. Now, relievers, you never feel like they always have the best command of their fastball, but I felt like against left-handed hitters, he's able to get that fastball and ride it up and under their hands a little bit, which is obviously really tough for those guys to hit. I don't love that knuckle curveball. You know, I think that Caleb Kostham is someone who loves teaching the sweeper. I think he's probably gonna adopt the sweeper. I mean, I think that there's a lot to work with there with Killian. I feel like he could learn a cutter if he wanted to get in on lefties. I think that there is a clear path to a splitter if he wanted. Now, his four-seam already cuts naturally a little bit. I'm just saying if he wants a little bit more pronounced, it could just be a slider, which he did throw a slider tonight, and he certainly seemed to live more up in the zone than not. But, you know, getting that guy for five more years of control, and I don't think he has options left, but 5 years of control for, you know, as a part of that deal, losing Ramon Marquez, like, it hurt. I think he's going to be a really, really good pitcher for the Giants, and especially in that ballpark. And for it being a half season of Arise, getting a guy who could be a potential bullpen piece for you for the foreseeable future doesn't hurt either. And hopefully this does end in Arise playing well enough to earn a contract extension and being a part of this thing for a little bit more. So you give up a guy who has a really high ceiling in Ramon Marquez, but at least that you would keep Arise around for a little bit. But Killian was interesting. And, you know, it feels Bolin-ish. You know, the Phillies, it's funny, they're more under the radar acquisitions. And whoever is, like, that's, I don't think that's Dave. I think that is someone in the player acquisition side, probably the analytics department, you know, finding something. You know, Derek Hill, they crushed that trade. This Killian trade crushed, or not crushed it. We don't need to go that far, but at least some interesting traits and a lot of red on his savant. And obviously the Bolin trade. Matt Strom was DFA'd today. They traded Matt Strom for Jonathan Bolin. Strom was DFA'd. And Bolin, again, a lot of red on his savant, has turned into this team's eighth inning guy in half a season. So whoever is the one making the under-the-radar acquisitions, who I think that was what Ani Colombi used to do, who left this offseason for the Nationals, whoever's doing that job, I think they're starting to find some interesting diamonds in the rough. Hill, Bolin, this guy. I'm excited to see what they do with Colby Thomas, who they acquired yesterday for Seth Johnson, who reeked. So Colby Thomas, the rap on him is can strike out, but also has pretty stupid power. So we'll see if they can tap in and find more game power and hopefully not be a waste with the strikeout. But still, it's an interesting, you know, dart to throw at a dartboard, and we'll see if anything can kind of come of it. And the last thing I want to point out is, like, Arise should be good for a guy like Justin Crawford. I hope Crawford is just glued to Arise's hip, because that's what he should be, you know? That is what he should be and could be, and we'll see what he ends up turning out to be. But at least for one night, he did start peppering the 5-6 hole and use his speed a little bit. I mean, Arise should be good for him. Stott as well. If those three can turn into pests, Stott has been a pest, I want to say, like the last week. Another good, you know, base hit tonight or double tonight. But like those three are the ones that I think Arise should benefit, because they're somewhat similar. 215-592-9494 to get in on the other side. We'll get to the player of the game and a look ahead to tomorrow. All that's coming up next here on the Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball bounced to second. Arise fields it knee high, throws to first, and Jesus Luzardo puts his own stamp on this one. 8 shutout innings tonight from the left-hander, and he heads to the dugout with the Phillies in command. They lead the Nationals 5-0.
Yes, lost in all the hoopla tonight was Jesus Luzardo. Shoving again, rebounding off his last start, bouncing back, and finally, I think it's safe to say, is figured out his home woes. I mean, I think 3 starts ago, his home ERA was in the 6s, and his road ERA was 1.3-something. That changed with the Marlins start, but it's, you know, been much, much, much better on the road than he has been at home, and it does seem like he has fixed his home woes. I'd still take Wheeler. You know, Sanchez has been good, but hasn't been as good as his 50 2/3 scoreless streak. I mean, we always talk about those two, and we're always like, Lizardo, whatever. Lazaro's right there with those guys. He's right there with those guys. He wouldn't start a playoff game over them, but he's just as good or almost as good as those guys. If you maybe pick Sanchez and Lizardo right now, I might go Lizardo. I would still say Wheeler is the ace because I trust him and he's got big game feel to him. It's nice to see him bounce back in that Orioles start for the two innings, but the velocity being back I thought was really important. Lizardo is money. He's nails. His upside is obviously tremendous. He has his stinkers, but when he gets in a roll, he's a problem. That sweeper is one of the best pitchers in baseball. The final out is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at Philadelphia Airport. Jack Fritz hanging out with you for the next couple minutes before handing things off to, is it a TK spot?
TK spot.
Never a doubt. Never a doubt. And yes, Zeus was my player of the game, which is brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play. Save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at SJG, saveenergy.com. Pat's in Hanover. What's happening, Pat?
Hey, Fritzy, all arise, baby. What a great day.
All arise. Put it in the newspapers.
You got it. Hey, my son and I were down there tonight and are on our way home. And, man, we couldn't ask for anything more from this guy and the rest of the team. I mean, what a great game. Zeus was dealing, Harper making the plays out in right field. That first play of the game, he looked a little bit awkward, but he got it done and made the plays out there. But this guy's at-bats are exactly what we've been looking for how many years now. He's up there and just so confident he's going to make contact and get a hit. At one point, the first pitch of his at-bat, he stared at the pitcher's eyes and didn't even watch the ball. He just took it, whether it was a ball or a strike. It didn't even seem like it mattered to him.
Yeah, I mean, he trusts himself. He trusts himself so much at the dish. It's crazy. I mean, with two strikes, he's perfectly comfortable. I mean, he's struck out, what, less times this year than like five Phillies have this month? It's wild.
Right. 20 strikeouts, I think, for the year. It was small ball tonight, the things we've been looking for forever. He even tried to lay down a bunt for a base hit.
Didn't love that one. Didn't love that one, but still, yeah.
That was great.
It was awesome, man.
It was a fun time. What a great game. We're looking for some great things to come.
Yeah, I hope so, Pat, and safe travels on your way home. I didn't love the bunt attempt, be honest with you. I didn't love the bunt attempt, but that's our guy now. So we got to live with little stuff like that. And he ended up coming through anyway, so it's okay. Tomorrow, big test as Andrew Painter takes the mound versus Jake Irvin. Obviously, Painter is not facing the same Nationals team that would have, James Wood in it and Luis Garcia, so they are a little bit depleted, but, I still think they do have some talent on the offensive side, and the Phillies are making a pretty big bet on Painter. I don't think this was their most, the thing that they were planning on, but it ended up being their best option. Dombrowski essentially said that it wasn't worth going and getting another fifth starter for what it was cost when we felt as if Painter could just come up and do the job. And his last two starts in AAA looked good. His, obviously, start against the Orioles looked good. He certainly seems like he is way more of the mindset of grip it and rip it and throw it to a spot and try to throw it as hard as you can. And have conviction and have confidence in your pitches, which he needs. I thought the sweeper looked really good his last time out. I think he threw that pitch more than any of his other pitches, and he is certainly not a guy that is going to live with his fastball and just eat with his fastball. He's going to have to sneak it up on guys. And against the Orioles, it was a good plan, and it worked. We'll see what the Nationals have in store for him tomorrow night. But the Phillies are making a pretty big bet, and it seems like they're ready to give him the ball every fifth day. I worry a bit about fatigue as September rolls around and we're trying to chase down the Braves or make a wild card spot. But, if he can't do it, it gets a little dicey because then you're getting into the Allen Ron Hells and, Brian Kellers and break glass in case of an emergency. If Gage Wood, Chuck King's been throwing pretty well for AAA, for Lehigh Valley. So hopefully Painter can just come up and stabilize that spot, and him and Nola, we don't have to worry every time, every turn through the rotation, that they're going to be out there in three innings, and we're going to grind our bullpen into the ground. So big start for Andrew Painter tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I will have you for the final out tomorrow. Of course, the afternoon show will lead you into the game as well. So looking forward to that. Buzz produced the program tonight. Tom Kelly is next. He will take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.